We're going to hear the Del Fuegos. They were out of Boston doing I Still Want You. Rank and File from Long Gone Dead doing Tell Her I Love Her. And the Lonesome Strangers from Lonesome Pine singing Here Comes the Night. And, but first, I'm going to play a badass local blues singer by the name of Leanne Coleman doing that really, really great John Prine song called Angel from Montgomery. And I think you'll dig it because she just kills it.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin's Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
March 18th, the year 2011, is Drop-In Drop-Out Video Arts Expo at W2 Storium. Projected video work from over 30 Vancouver artists. 31,000 square feet of interactive art. Out of this universe. Musical accompaniment by Channels 3 and 4, Animal Bodies, Magnetic Ring, Holtzkopf, and Crystal Dorval. After Hours featuring Jason Lev, Love, Dancing, and more. Hallucinations provided by dropoutvideo.com and byobworldwide.com. Admission by donation before 10 p.m.
CITR is bringing one of Vancouver's longest-running and consistently enjoyed parties back to UBC once again. Last year's Ice Cream Social was super successful and a great time, so expect nothing less this year. On March 15th at UBC's Pit Pub, Vancouver's finest, DJs Tyler Fedchuk and Cam Dales are going to play the choice cuts from the 50s and 60s for a genuinely soulful rock and roll dance experience. Be sure to get tickets for only $5 in advance from CITR or The Outpost because they jump up to $8 at the door. All proceeds go to your favorite radio station, CITR 101.9 FM.
Chips with Everything time. That's CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Blood on the Saddle. Dan not here today. That was a repeat. So, you know, his also Lonely Hearts edition, you know, repeated again over and over, like scenarios like that often do. Anyway, now it's time for Chips with Everything. I've got two sunken dreamboats with me here in the studio.
Hello.
Life is suffering.
Auden and Baz, we're going to be playing an hour of British pop music. What did you guys bring to play?
Nothing at all, as usual.
I just brought Hello Canada to read from.
Okay, Hello Canada, the magazine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be reading from that. We'll be listening to music until 6 o'clock. So I got something new from Ladytron coming up shortly, but this is that one I'm talking all over. It's a Max Tundra remix of something off of the new Marnie Stern record.
Oh, is my toilet now.
Go!
That's from the excellently monikered Mutineers of Breakcore. Do you like that?
Yes.
The Toilet is the name of the band.
Yeah. Just trying to find out something.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about these dudes.
The world is their toilet.
The world is their toilet, and they have an album out on Cock Rock Radio. Is it Cock Rock Records? I don't know. Just go to Google and put in the toilet.
Breakcore experimental grindcore.
That's how they. That's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
We just call them that band. We
and
just
then
played.
On their website, it says type of label major.
We opened the show with a Marley Stern thing that was remixed. It's called The Things You Notice, remixed by Max Tundra,
right.
Who I like.
I think Canada's maxed out its tundra. We don't need any more tundra.
No, the tundra's melting. Global warming.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's all just a theory.
Anyway, what do you think Ben Jacobs thinks about Canada's
Ben
melting
Jacobs,
tundra?
Ben Jacobs, is what? Is who?
Max Tundra.
Max Tundra. See, you're pretending you know nothing about him, and in fact, you know everything about him.
Thank you very much, Wikipedia.
What about him?
What about him? Yeah, we don't know anything about him except his real name.
His name is Ben Jacobs. He's probably a member of one of those little Christian sects that uses Jewish names.
That sounds right.
Mormons.
Yeah. Do they have those in England? I didn't think that. I think that's more of a Canadian thing.
No, no, no. We had UFO cults.
That's right. That's what the aliens call people.
And then after that, it was Ladytron. We actually really like that song. They got a greatest hits compilation coming out, and there's that song called Ace of Hearts. You know, it's not Ace of Hearts, it's Ace of Hearts. H-Z.
Oh, I thought it was farts.
I know, like they're rolling their eyes. You guys are so cynical.
I know.
You're cynical about the retro futuristic genre.
We
can't
even endure one pun. One tiny little pun.
I know, after you cracked that earlier gag, you've got no rights to roll your eyeballs,
so
my friend.
So if you only had one hurt, what frequency would that be?
Not very often, I guess.
Well, you know, I thought that band, they had an example of something you don't see too much anymore, which is a band that takes its video very seriously, and they actually, like, fiddle with some completely unplugged equipment in the
it's
video. They don't move.
They look like they're dressed up.
Breathe.
They're dressed up like orphans or refugees, English refugees that got sent to the country in World War II to stay with a sickly tuberculosis dying child.
Hello.
And then they're in like the family chapel that's really decrepit, and they're playing their, you know, they're retro-futuristic instruments.
And I happen to like that keyboard part, that dreamy keyboard part, but to see it played in a video with, like, dead leaves and stuff.
Well, but I think that's what you call steampunk, you know?
Steampunk.
Didn't you see the steam coming out of their mouths?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
I don't think that's what they mean when people say the word steampunk. Okay, you know, I'm going to move along to something guaranteed good.
Okay.
On all levels. Visually, aesthetically.
Oh, good.
Musically.
There's a video with
morally, ethically.
I'll find a video for you.
Thanks.
Hawkwind.
Oh, Hawkwind.
Oh,
all right.
All right.
Okay, let's listen to some proper music. They're coming right up after this.
Science.
Yeah, the appliance
fiction.
Of science fiction.
directed personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual beasts. And in homosexual leanings, narcissism, transsexuality, girls from the waist up, men from the waist down, attempts to be your own love object. Reconcile your parents to you by becoming both at once. Even Marilyn Monroe was a man, but this tends to get overlooked by our mother-fixated, overweight, sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants, but they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager who's the adult alcoholic who's the middle-aged suicide boy. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
just sounds like Motorhead with violins, is what someone in the studio just said.
Well, it's a pretty good track, but I don't know, not characteristically Motorhead. That was a cover.
No, that was Hawkwind the song. No, that was the original song Motorhead by Hawkwind.
I
from
see.
19, yeah,
okay.
from 1975. It's on the B-side of a single called Kings of Speed. And Lemmy singing it, but he left the band the next year and formed Motorhead. Yeah, added the umlaut. It's not quite the same.
Motorhead?
No, it's Motorhead. Motorhead. That song is just Motorhead.
And what was that song in the middle of the sandwich?
Yeah, it was a Hawkwind sandwich, wasn't it? That was a song by Robin Hitchcock from his solo album from 81, I Often Dream of Trains.
Right.
Corrected personality. It's a dedication, a request.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To Special K.
I love to play requests.
Was it from somebody?
People that listen to the show.
Just had a baby or something?
Someone named Special K asked for it. Now she's got it.
And she, apparently it's supposed to be dedicated to the people running for the
BC Liberal Party.
The BC
all
Liberal
the candidates,
Party leadership.
Their emphasis on families.
Wait a minute.
They can do better than,
that's
you know.
Finished. Now it's the NDP leadership.
They can do better by listening to, not the leadership, the actual candidates themselves. Now that they're in the real world, they should listen to that song and they can learn a lot. It's about families. Families first.
The spoiled baby. Do you think Christy Clark was a spoiled baby? Is that a problem?
I don't know anything about her.
Nothing at all.
Nothing about her? Well, her brother is the guy that's implicated in the... Yeah.
Was he indicted?
Yeah, I know. That was that stupid thing where they just swept it all under the carpet by making those guys, bribing those guys to plead guilty. I mean,
BC
making
Rail.
Those guys.
Yeah. That's Christy Clark.
No, that's her brother. She's got nothing to do with him.
She does.
Before that, it was another Hawkwind song, a post-Lemmy Hawkwind song from 1979 called Valium 10.
That was a great song. I less heaviosity than you remember. You know, Hawkwind used to be just so scary.
That one was a bit more trancey.
Yeah.
But you know, live again, studio stuff's different. If you're talking about in the studio in 1979 is one thing. Live in 1974 is a whole other thing. Like, listen to any of those live stuff from those days, and it's punishingly, brutally loud.
Brown
it's like
sound.
Getting battered over the head with a really heavy compendium of sci-fi short stories.
You know,
that's what a Hawkwind gig was like.
Apropos of Hawkwind, not really, but this week, I believe it was yesterday, Owsley Stanley, the large batch manufacturer of LSD from the 1960s.
Yeah, we still have some of it in storage here at CITR
died.
To this day.
Oh, he expired. He met his reward in Australia. He was living in Australia, and he was in a car accident.
Oh, no.
So, rest in peace, you know. I guess that might be vaguely relevant for Hawkwind fans.
I wonder if that somehow was the cause of the Japanese earthquake.
Oh, please don't say that. I've been hearing these just atrocious like gag lines about it. Is this who we are now? You know, Godzilla references.
I think it is. I think it is, my friend.
Okay, let's go with it then.
You haven't realized that to this point, you know. Man is not entirely benevolent towards its brother man.
Terrible.
His brother is only your own brothers and sisters.
Mm. I consider myself the moral ballast of the group in thinking that that's terrible.
Yeah, I guess I'm the cynic by thinking it's predictable. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's sit back and relax.
Yeah, what's the name of this?
This is three songs from 1980 that were all top 10 hits in the UK. This is Racy, and I'm going to play Madness, and then The Jam. The song's called Some Girls.
Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving in a, some girls don't. Well, I know I've got the fever, but I don't know why. Say they will, and some girls lie. So here I am in front of you,
I turn away from you. I see those looks you're sending me. Is this the way it's meant to be? Is something we should talk about? Just give me time to work it out. Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving it up. Some girls don't. Obviously, I'll fall heavily. I've seen those looks you're sending me. This is the way it's meant to be. There's nothing left to talk about, or how I wish you'd work it out. Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving it up. Some girls don't. Well, I know I've got the fever, but I don't know why. I turn away from you. Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving it up. Some girls don't.
Shoplifting career, you could safely say I was filled with fear. It was nail-biting work from the very start, but several quick successes soon gave me heart. After a while, I could pick any living, some shirts, some trousers, and a few LPs. No one ever stopped me, they didn't seem to care. It sometimes seemed to me there was no one there. Then a fine summer's day, my mate and me set off down the West End on our usual spree. Things were as normal for an hour or so. Then my nimble hands were a bit too slow. Two store detectives made a fast approach. One grabbed my jacket, the other grabbed my throat. So we took you at last, one said with joy. But after you some time, my life in the void. I remembered my common sense. They captured me red-handed with evidence. If I go to the manager and say I'm sorry, maybe you'll forgive me for my youthful folly.
But what will my social worker say if I don't come home today? He'll give me a clown. What if they don't let me out? I told them I'm on my own. Don't they understand? I'm from a broken home.
I'll tell him I'm the product of a broken home. And I always went out on my own. Was it too late to say I'd pay? And I'll never steal again till the end of my days. Because I had no friends to call as such. Money and possessions, I did not have much. So I started to steal in order to get by. The quickness of the hand, this is the eye. This is the eye. The eye, the eye.
I sat alone with the dreams of children. We grew willows and tall our buildings. And cut a bishop on the dreams of children. But woke us right into this modern nightmare. And I was alone, no one was there. I was alone, no one was there.
crack on your dreams tonight. You will crack on your dreams tonight. Something's gonna crack on your dreams tonight. You will crack on your dreams tonight.
Tracks from an excellent year for music, I think, 1980. That was the Jam with the Dreams of Children, which got to number 8 in the charts that year. Madness with Deceives the Eye, a track from their Work, Let, Rest and Play EP, which got to number 6. And Racy, Some Girls, which got to number 1. It's amazing. The worst of those three songs was the most successful. But hey, did you see? Have you ever seen those guys' visual style? The visual chops cannot
Racy.
Be...
Yeah. You mean?
Racy.
Well,
you've seen them.
We have seen them.
They were like a behind the curve of the 70s revival of the 50s.
They look like wedding singers.
Yeah, they're like a wedding band.
Yeah.
But I guess they got lucky. You know, the writing / producing team that were really popular at the time, who did Parallel Lines with Blondie.
That was a good album.
To say I think the it least. Came out the same year as that album. They were connected. They did the same. It was the same team that put it all together. Racy were popular in the UK, but not over here.
Yeah, I have no comment.
No comment. Okay, and well, that's all there is to say about that. Now, Barry, you're holding this copy of I think Hello. Everybody knows what Hello magazine is all about.
It's an
why?
Old one.
But the question on everyone's lips is why are you holding it? Like
we're on a Chips show, so I thought I'd talk about Joe Wood.
Who is he?
Cover story.
Oh, Joe Wood, right. Okay, we discussed her briefly.
Yeah.
Who's Joe Wood for the listeners? Come on, tell them.
The ex-wife of...
Mr. Ronnie Wood.
Ronnie Wood, right. From the Rolling Stones, apparently.
Yeah, not the most revered guitarist, not the second most revered guitarist, but the third or maybe the fourth most revered guitarist from that band.
What would be a classic song of Ronnie Wood's?
I'm sure he has some kind of solo offering.
He was in
somewhere.
The Small Faces, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
So like, you know, Ichiku Park.
Oh, really? Well, anyway, they aren't acrimonious.
All or
anymore.
Nothing, that's a heavy one.
They're, Joe Wood, you mean?
She gave him a lift into London the other day. Back in February.
Well, do they have children and stuff?
Oh,
come on, you're holding
quite
them. Out.
They've
got what are you going to tell us? Come on, make this entertaining for me.
I have nothing to say.
Well, one thing I noticed about the spread, the Ronnie Wood spread, is that there were no pictures of Ronnie Wood whatsoever in the entire house.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that his alimony had something to do with the beauty of the house, which is quite incredible.
Is it a palatial spread?
No, it's a rustic $20 million cottage.
Yeah, like a $20 million
What else is in this piece of garbage? Okay, LIC. Oh, my God.
Well, everything.
Ben and Jessica Mulrooney proudly introduced their twin babies, Brian and John. So there's like a weird looking baby. His name is Brian Mulrooney.
Yeah. I think we should charge our
listeners. Or rather, there's two weird looking babies who'd be his name are Brian Mulrooney now.
No, John is the other one.
No, the other one is the original Brian Mulrooney.
Oh,
you get it?
The whole thing is preoccupied with that royal wedding.
It is indeed. Yeah, there's a whole big thing about. What's her name? Kate Hudson.
No.
No, is that not her name?
Kate Middleton.
But Kate Middleton. Hudson's the princess of North Vancouver, of course.
That's right. It's easy to confuse those two kingdoms.
Kate Hudson, is she the only person in her 20s in the whole world that wears hats?
Pillbox
like
hat.
Yeah, like they wears the pillbox hat. Like, you know, it's just like there's no such thing as style if you're in the royal family. Okay, come on, let's say something, disrespectful towards the royal family. You go first.
I hope she doesn't have to suffer the same level of abuse as Princess Di from the royal family. Because if Princess Di has shown us anything, it's that, well, a lot can happen and a lot can go wrong when the royal family really comes down on someone hard.
Yeah, right. So, so what your question is, how much can she take? Can she take it?
Well, I think that's a question on some people's mind and, you know, back rooms of...
So you think the Queen's a bitch?
What I'm saying is it's a tough job and... the pillbox hat is going to come in handy.
Yeah, well, you know, she should be more careful. Hope her volleyball instructor doesn't have bright red hair.
Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that, Princess Di slept with they say, you know, between 5 and 15 men during her marriage to Prince Charles.
No
but
way.
The only one that she got pregnant with was the one with bright red hair.
Those red jeans.
I will say this about Prince, Prince in inverted commas, Harry in inverted commas, because that's not his real name, is that he might actually have some use over the next month or two.
Oh.
Because you figure the one thing that dude is good at is stag nights.
Oh,
it's like the only thing he can probably do. He's valuable on stag nights.
Yeah. Yep. And they're good pals.
Who are?
Him and his brother.
Wills and Harry.
Mm.
So none of this the King's Speech kind of thing.
What's your, what would you get for Prince William if you were buying him a present?
For his wedding. Let's see, a Def Jeopard lighter sticker.
That's it.
Well, it's from the heart.
Hair plugs.
It's a gift from the heart.
And 60 minutes time, it will be time for Queer FM.
This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Certainly is.
And now, this is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. Here's the Pet Shop Boys.
bumblebee. Don't you know I cry night after night? Just one kiss before you go. Don't ever. Sick and tired of all your lying. You know you've hurt my heart again. I'm sorry, baby, it's the end. Chewie, you hurt me like a bee. A bumblebee, an evil bumblebee. Don't you know?
Barracudas from their debut album, Dropout with the Barracudas from 1979.
That was a great song.
Codeine, a cover, I guess. I don't know. What
you
do I know?
Sounded
I
know. A bit
like I was still thinking about Rose Melberg.
Yeah, that was how we opened our set with Brave Irene, which is a band with Rose Melberg as the lead singer.
Yes, and she's from Vancouver, is that right?
And she's all Vancouver. I don't know if she's from
Vancouver. Oh, she's from Sacramento. I remember now.
Is she?
Yeah, I looked that up.
The capital of California?
I think so. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So she's, I guess she's sort of a...
Transplant.
A draft dodger.
Maybe a globetrotter. Who knows what she is, but she's here now.
Yeah, and did you say they've got a show coming up?
They are, okay, Brave Irene have an album coming out on Slumberland. Or it's like a kind of, it's short. It's got... It's only 20 minutes long, and so maybe it's only an EP, but yeah, she's playing at the Nyala. We know that place. Yes. We've been there a few times.
Where is that?
Yeah, it's on Main Street near 25th.
Yeah, it's like 25th and Main, like if it's a Tuesday night.
It's kind of an Ethiopian.
And you're looking for a drink at about 11:15. It's a place that you can sometimes go.
Very cool music there. It's an honor to be... performer at Nyala.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because what I thought when I heard that she was playing there was this is indicative of the kind of flakiness, the underambition of that kind of whole pop underground scene in Vancouver, of which she's a fairy godmother.
Look,
to me, she should be playing a much bigger gig than that to launch an album on an American record label with a brand new band. This woman has a reputation. No.
Here's what I say. Where else in the world can you have a nice Jewish girl from Sacramento play in an African restaurant on Main Street?
So just because it's got multicultural implications, how do you know she's
that's
a nice Jewish girl?
That's the definition of Canada.
She may be a member of one of those English Christian sects.
Oh, that's right.
You know, Joseph of Arimathea was like planting bushes in Glastonbury in like 49 AD.
What about that Hawkwind story where the guy goes back and becomes Jesus Christ? You see how it all works?
That's a whole concept album. All right, you know, it's 3 minutes to five. We should probably start wrapping up.
Yeah, that's right. We have to talk about Aidan Saint.
Yeah, Mr. Aidan Saint.
Who is not here.
Yeah, he
Aidan, if you are listening to this, come on, hurry up.
He's probably right there in the corner.
Right around the corner.
His show is going to be on in about three or four minutes. And that's Queer FM all the way through to 8 o'clock. I assume he's going to be here. He generally strolls in here, leans against the door, looking all nonchalant, and says, "Hello, gentlemen," at 22.
If he doesn't come, we can just keep playing.
Yeah, we'll put on some one of his podcasts.
Ah, okay.
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, though.
All right. We've got signals here.
I think maybe the door is the problem. They can't get through the door.
Oh, he wants us to unlock the door. Okay.
No, there we go.
Must be Aidan locked out. Here we go.
All right. But we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Please stay tuned for Queer FM.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to play out with Kirsty MacColl. It's not that far from the shots of the penthouse to the rats in the basement. It's not that far to the bag that ain't frozen asleep in the park. Oh no, it's not that far.
Would you like to see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to. Walking down Madison, I swear I never had a gun. No one ever shot no one, wouldn't do it just for fun. Walking down Madison, trying to keep my head screwed on. I was philosophizing some, checking out the nuns. When you get to the corner, don't look at those freaks. Keep your head down low and stay quick on your feet.